At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is a Victory Monday and a Reaction Monday, and even more to react to as D'Amico Ryans. He will have the Coach's Show coming up as soon as this segment ends, 5 o'clock, so make sure you stay tuned for that Texans All Access coming up behind the Coach's Show. They'll be done at 7 o'clock, and then you can catch Monday Night Football beginning at 7, courtesy of our good friends at Westwood One. The Giants and the Patriots. The Patriots looking to stay alongside the Broncos and staying at 2 losses and getting to 11-2 as they will take on the Giants. 7.5-point spread there, so we'll see. T-Mill's best bet's coming up in just a bit as well. All right. Clint, a couple of things that happened in yesterday's game, and I wonder, were you bothered by them? Let's start with the fourth quarter. Were you bothered by the decision of D'Amico deciding to go for it? He goes, they're up 4 at this point, had a chance to go up 7. He then goes the Cade Stover tush push, which had been working. They got stopped the first time. He was aggressive and said they're going to go for it again and decided to do another tush push. And obviously, if you remember, they weren't able to get it and turn the ball over on downs to the Colts with a chance for them to go ahead in the game up down 4. Here was D'Amico explaining that decision post-game to the media about going for it on 4th-and-2.
Yeah, during that series, we were driving the ball down. Felt really good of how we were driving the ball. Honestly, on the first third down, I felt like we got it. I felt we had really good movement, and I told the guys to do it again. Just being aggressive there, that's my call as the head coach. I'm aggressive, so, hey, it didn't work. That happens sometimes, but it's not going to stop me from being aggressive.
All right, that was him speaking about that. Not the 4th-and-2, but 2 4th downs. Or I mean, 2 downs in a row, 3rd and 4th down. Going forward with the tush push. Do you have any problem with that aggressiveness?
No. Yes, I disagree.
You wanted him to kick it.
Yes. I don't have a problem with the tush push twice. If you're going to be aggressive, I have no problem with the tush push, given what we'd seen earlier in the game. And given how we struggled lining up and running the football with the running backs in between the tackles. So I have no problem with the call. My problem lies with the decision to go for it there. Overall, the risk associated with it just to me, you know, far outweighed the reward. With our defense, kick the field goal, go up 7, and you put losing that game in regulation out of reach. If you're gonna play this conservative, death by a thousand cuts, just don't turn the football over, minimize penalties, let's minimize risk. If you're going to do all that, then when you get a chance, let's take some points. And let's make it more difficult for the opponent versus your defense. And so, yeah, I would have kicked a field goal there.
It's going to be interesting how they handle things. It looks like they go conservative. But for me, Tyler and Clint, my thought process is always...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
My thought process is always, hey, if I got a defense like that, to me, it's like, that means I get to be aggressive when I have a defense like that. To me, that's to me what be my thought process is, I feel good about this defense. Let me be aggressive and I'll just end the game.
He did.
And I didn't have a problem with it. I like go for that thing. I didn't have a problem with it right there. But I don't know if he consistently does that, because in the second half against the Bills, I think they said to themselves, yeah, let me slow this down with our defense.
Yeah.
To me, I like the thought of, I got a defense like this, let me be aggressive to really put offenses and teams in a bad spot. Let me go up double digits to see if they're going to be able to do that against our offense as opposed to being conservative. It looks like they lean conservative. I didn't mind it. I loved it. Just didn't work. And then your defense came and shut it down, like you would have confidence in doing. But if they get that first down, they take some more time off the clock, potentially score, and it really puts that game out of reach. But we'll see what they do. All right, coming up, as we said, the coaches show right behind us. D'Amico Ryans, as he will recap what happened with the Colts, and then get ready for this big Sunday night game against Kansas City. That comes up right as we get finished. All right, Tyler, what's T Mills' best bet? What you got? A little NFL action, a little Monday Night Football. What you got tonight?
Yeah, last time we talked, we were still putting people in the green, putting people in the money. Went 3-for-4 on the rivalry week bets. Yes, the one bet we missed was the Aggies -2. That's fine. Enjoy your Pop-Tart Bowl, Longhorns. We'll be playing for a title.
It's going to be a better bowl.
Here are your four wagers for tonight, Monday Night Football in Foxborough, between the Patriots and the G-Men. First, I'm taking the Giants and the points. I believe the line is currently sitting at Giants +7. I got in at +7.5. I like +7 for the record. If you can get it there right now, I'd take it anyway. Giants +7.5. Then I'm on the under tonight. I teased it a little bit. I believe it's been between 46 and 47. I took Giants Patriots under 47.5 at -130 odds. And then a player prop from each squad. First, the quarterback for the New England Patriots, Drake May. I'm on under 244.5 passing yards for him tonight. And then for the Giants, pass catcher, receiver Wandell Robinson, I'm on over his yardage for receiving, 59.5 receiving yards. I'm on the over for Wandell tonight. Those are your four best bets. Lock them in, get you some money, start paying off that Thanksgiving turkey.
Like the Robinson one, he's the one that's really come on. with the injuries they've had over there, in particular with Malik Nabers. So I like what they've done there.
And Jackson's back.
Jackson Dart's back. Dang, I wish Jameis was playing. Jackson Dart is back. Yeah, seven and a half, that's not bad.
Kelly calling him plays?
No, Mike, or for who?
For the Giants.
Is Tim Kelly calling? I thought Kafka was
the head coach, but I'm
pretty
sure.
I thought Kafka was still calling him.
Now, he may still be calling him, but yeah. I think old Timmy boy is the OC.
Is he? I thought he was still calling
Timmy.
Might be silly if he was giving up them play calling duties right there to him, man. You better show you can call them plays. Head coach over there. Damn, Jameis. No Jameis tonight. You think Jameis gets in there?
Man.
They might need to put him at receiver.
We need to find some way that man's in front of a microphone on a weekly date.
Jackson's wasn't a concussion or anything, was it?
No, that's what it was, I believe. Wasn't it a concussion?
Was it a concussion?
Jackson was
with
a concussion, yeah.
I can't remember.
That's what had him out, yeah. Yeah. I think the Bears did him in with a concussion.
Mm.
Yeah. So it'll be a good one tonight. So check it out. Go ahead and get yourself a chance to win a little cash. Go to @TMillRealDeal if you need a refresher on his best bets. Again, as we said, the coaches show with D'Amico Ryan's coming up right behind us tomorrow. Big day, a Texans ticket Tuesday, right in the 5 o'clock hour. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Arizona game. So a lot to get to on Tuesday, a little tape drop Tuesday as well. So stay tuned for that. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. No, stop.
Go have fun at the Pop-Tart Bowl, man.
They'll go to the Citrus Bowl, but I just think
those old Pop-Tarts are funny as hell. Watching them run around.
He turned the page quick, didn't he?
He did, man.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.